Today's shir is Masecht Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom says the Gemara Tana Rabbanu Shloshin Shutfim Heim Ba'Adam. There are three partners in every person: Hakadosh Baruch Hu Va'Aviv Imay, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and his parents. And says the Gemara B'Zman Shadam Mechabedes Aviv Imay. When a person shows respect to his parents, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Mani Adni Yaleim. I consider it kiladarti b'neim, that if I were amongst them, the chibduni, that they would have, he would have been showing me the same respect. Tanya says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Rabbi Omer, goli v'dul f'nei mishay v'aylam, it HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, shaben mechabras ima yoysim me'aviv, that a son will naturally show more respect to a father than to a father and to a mother. Because he knows that the mother will anyway be meichel him. On the contrary, a person shows more respect to his mother because his mother is always so nice to him. So it teaches us the Torah. On the other hand, a son has more fear from his father than his mother because of the father's behavior towards him. And he teaches him Torah. We have to have fear for our mothers as well. Somebody causes pain to a parent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I did the right thing that I don't live in this world. And I lived amongst them, Tzeruni. So the Torah Kedoshah teaches us, Kabbalah Savicha Vasimecha, Leman Yarichin Yamecha Al Adoma Shoshem Al Hashem Al Kecha Nasan Lach. And as the Gemara is going to teach us, how to fulfill respect. And the Chinuch, in explaining this mitzvah, says, Roy Leila Adam. It's appropriate for a person that if somebody did to you a favor, you should pay back with a favor. There's no one who did more of a favor to each one of us than our parents. They brought us to the world and that they take care of us from the moment that we are born. And therefore, the Torah puts such great stress and important to the mitzvah kibbut avim. The Miches Chinuch actually asks, is mitzvah kibbut avim considered a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, or is it considered a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiroi? And the nafka mina is that we know that for mitzvah ben adam l'makom, Yom Kippur is mechaper. But for mitzvahs that are ben adam l'chaveiroi, Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless you get mechila. So the question is, when we speak about parents, how do we look at them? Sun Ramban says that the first five dibris are mitzvahs that are ben adam l'makim, and the second five are ben adam l'chaveroi, and therefore since kibra v'aim is amongst the first five mitzvahs, it should be considered ben adam l'makim. But there are those that disagree and say that amongst the first five dibris, and the Gemara will give us an explanation actually to why it was placed there, it doesn't remove it from being a mitzvah of ben adam l'chaveroi as well. The Rashba and the Tshuva already discusses why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of kibud avim. So the Rashba says, as we're going to learn, that the halach is ha'av shemachal kvaydai, if a parent was meichel on his kavod, kvaydai machal, it's considered forgiven. So since a parent can be forgive on that mitzvah, any mitzvah that you could forgive doing is considered a mitzvah, you don't have to make a bracha. The Gra says that maybe the father won't be satisfied, your parents won't be satisfied with the kavod, and then it will be considered a bracha Levatola. The others explain that any mitzvah, which is a mitzvah sichlius, anything that we understand without HaKadosh Baruch Hu needing to demand of us to do it is a mitzvah. We don't make a bracha. And as we've been explaining, the mitzvah kibud av v'em is obvious, something that we're obligated to do, and therefore we don't make a bracha that we have to do. The pasuk says, "Kabed es avicha." From here we learn that we have to give respect to somebody, your father's wife, and to your mother's. As avicha, we have to learn. We learn that you have to respect your mother, your father's wife. Es imecha, we learn that you have to respect your mother's husband. V'es, the vav, we learned that you have to show respect to your older brother. The question is, when we speak about older brother, does it mean only the oldest brother or all oldest siblings? And the question is, does it have to be a sibling that's a brother from both parents or even a sibling just from one parents? The Ari HaKadosh says that only the Bechor has to be shown respect. The Birke Yosef, quoting Dari, the different opinions of what Dari says. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch says that one has to show respect to his father-in-law, and the Bach explains that you have to show not just respect to your father-in-law, but you also have to show respect to your mother-in-law as well. All of that is included, as we've been learning, in the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yitzchak, kalayva aveira b'seiser. Somebody does an aveira and he thinks that nobody sees him doing the aveira. Says the Gemara, kilo doichik ragli shchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way it's viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if he's pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. Shnemar, koyama Hashem, Hashmaim kisiv eretz adoim ragli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the entire world, and by you acting this way, you're sort of saying, I don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and if I don't care. A person is not allowed to walk tall for Arba Amos, Shnemar, because the pasuk says, Mloi chal aris kavodai. Why Arba Amos? So the Marsha explains, because a person's personal space is considered Dalar Amos. The Torah Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you're not allowed to even walk less than Dalar Amos. In fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Nar Chaim, Simon Bey, Sivov, it says, Osel Aleich Bekaim Zgufa, one is not allowed to walk standing tall, V'lo Yelech Arba Amos Begilei Rosh, and one shouldn't walk four Amos with his head not covered. And the Bach asks, why does the Shulchan Aruch differentiate regarding Kaim Zgufa, which seems that you're not allowed to walk even the smallest amount of Kaim Zgufa? Regarding Gilei Rosh, it says Dalar Amos. So Bach explains that the Isser of going as Kaim Zakufa, as we just learned in our Gemara, because it's Kilu Mala or Kalaritz Kavaidai, is a much stronger Isser. And therefore, since it's a much stronger Isser, that's why the halach is that we're not allowed to even take one step, because we should not even take one step Kaim Zakufa. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Lemazge Arba Amos, he wouldn't walk Dalar Amos, Begile Arosh. Amma, Shechina Lamalam Aroshai. That the Shechina is here, and since the Shechina is here, I have to be careful to recognize that at all of the time. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as we just read, V'lo Yelech Arba Amos, Begile Arosh. And the Taz says that we're included in walking is not even riding. One should not even ride somewhere. It's riding and walking are the same, and therefore one shouldn't walk Dal Amos. The Trumas HaRashon says that certainly one may not make a bracha. One may not make a bracha Begilui HaRosh. The Mashal disagrees, and the Mashal says that that of course our minig is not to do it without a bracha. Not to do something without covering our hair, but there's no difference between Gilei HaRosh for a bracha and Gilei HaRosh for anything else. The Shulchan Aruch says that one using his own hand to cover his head is not considered an adequate head covering, but somebody else's hand is considered an adequate head covering. And also, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't use your hand to cover your head, you use the sleeve of your shirt, your jacket, that is considered a valid head covering. There's a discussion of in the Paiskim, what is the size of the yarmulke. So the Paiskim say that a Gilei HaRosh should cover a Kisei HaRosh should cover most of the head. That's what the halacha requires. But I saw that the Shas HaTshuvos Chur Shai suggests that there's a Midas Chasidus. There's a Midas Chasidus showing a person really wants to do mitzvahs properly by wearing a yarmulke that really covers almost the entire head. That shows that you, and Al Gemara very much is in line with that, because that shows how serious you are in representing what is meant by wearing a yarmulke. Says the Gemara, Shal ben Amana Achas. There was the son of an Amana who asked Rabbi Eliezer, Abba Mishkini Mayim. My father asks me to give him a cup of water, V'imay Meres Hashkini Mayim. And my mother asks me to give her a cup of water. Ezemem Kaidim, who should I take care of first? Amalei, Hanach Kvayt Imecha. Put your mother's honor to the side. Vasei Kvayt Avicha, and do what your father asked. Sha'ata V'imcha Chayovim Kvayt Avicha. You and your father are obligated to take care what your father wants. Balafnei Rabbi Shua, and he asked Rabbi Shua, Amalei Kach. So Rabbi Shua gave him the same answer Rabbi Eliezer gave him. Amalei Rebbe Nizgar Shemahu. What will be the halacha when my parents are divorced? Amalei, so Rabbi Shua said, Bein Risei Anecha, from your eyelids, Nika Sheben Amonata. I could tell that you're the son of Amona. And he said, therefore, in such a situation, what I recommend you do is hatal lemayim b'sefel, put down a pitcher of water, the kakalim kedagon, and let them decide. The Chaya Adam asks, why, going back to what we discussed earlier in our shir, that a person is obligated to show respect to his father-in-law, so why is a woman not obligated to do what a father says? The husband has to show respect to his father-in-law, so then they're equal. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes a Bach, says that the obligation of showing respect to a father-in-law is certainly not on the equal level of showing respect to a parent. The Tshuva Mahava asks that the Ramah says that one has to show more respect to a father than to a grandfather. And he asks, if our Gemara just introduced a new concept that somebody that you're both equivalent in showing kavod to is a reason to show that person kavod, so you're chayiv to give kavod to your grandfather, and your father is chayiv to give kavod to your grandfather, so why isn't that kavod come before the kavod to your father? So the Dvar Yaakov answers, it's only the chiv that one has to show to his grandfather is not an independent chiv. The chiv that one has to show to his grandfather really emanates from the chiv that he has to show to his parents. And therefore, the father comes before the grandfather. Another question the Sheresh Yosef points out is that if that's the case, maybe one has to show more respect to your Rebbe's Rebbe than to your Rebbe. Because your Rebbe has to show respect to his Rebbe, and you therefore should maybe have to show that as well. The Night of Behuda discusses a case where a father asked a son to do something, and then the father passed away. And he still has a surviving mother, who gave a different directive. So what should he do? Here we're learning that a father comes before the mother. But what's the halacha if the father is no longer alive? So Rabbi Kiv Eger says that since the father is no longer alive. So the mother's obligation comes before the father's obligation. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that is only in a case where it doesn't affect saying Kaddish, where it's a situation where one's father passed away and there's a point on saying Kaddish. Since saying Kaddish for a parent who's no longer here is so, so very important, so that's why that even though the mother is telling him to do something which is contrary to that and she's still alive and the father is no longer alive, the halacha is one should show respect to the father by saying Kaddish. The Pesach Tshuva says that if somebody's father told him to do something that a wife doesn't have to do for her husband. So our Gemara, says the Pesach Tshuva, is all based that the mother also has to show respect to the father. But if this is an area where the mother doesn't have to show respect to the father, so there the halacha is that you could do what the mother says before the father says. Rabbeinu Mechaya, in explaining the pasuk that says "Koy soimer lebeis Yaakov v'tagid lebnei Yisrael," and the question is, why do we mention the mother first? So says the Rebbeinu Mechaya, because as our Gemara just says, the ben mechaber seimai, a son naturally has more respect for a mother, the way she treats him. And because the mother has such a soft spot for her children, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the future of Klal Yisrael depends on our mothers being mispalled for us and taking care of us. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about the women before he spoke about the men. And that's the source for the famous minig that mothers daven on behalf of their children by Hadlakas Neiros Friday night. It is the tefillas of the Jewish mothers that will bring Yeshua to their children. Says the Gemara, Darsh Ula Rabba, Episcopal de Benesia. Ula Rabba said the following drosha at the entrance to the Benesia. Maidik Siv, Yeduch Hashem Kol Machi Oretz, Kishamur Imri Picha. Mama Picha, Loshin Yochid, Loi Nemer, Ela Imri Picha. Explains the Gemara, what does this mean? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the first two dibros, Anoich Hashem L'kecha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'yil L'cha Elohim Acherim, Amra Umas Olam, L'chvar Atzma Hidarish. The service of dibros represent how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about his own honor. Kivin Sha'amar, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kabbalah Savich V'Simecha, Chazru V'Hoidul Mamaris Rishonim, they recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really was worried about everybody. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's the problem if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kfar Atzma Hu Dairish? So what's wrong with that? So Pnei Yeshua says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So of course he deserves the honor. So the Pnei Yeshua says, as was the common mistake in those times, that they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he doesn't supervise the world on a day-to-day basis. And that's why they didn't think that showing that honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is necessary. But now that we who actually know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, Hashgacha Prata, supervises the world, so that's why we don't have this room for mistake. Another pshat that he says is that the Umas HaOlam thought that who was presenting the Aseres HaDibros? Some malach was saying the Aseres HaDibros. But he said if it was a malach who was saying the Aseres HaDibros, he would be concerned about honor that we have to show our parents. Once we saw that the Aseres HaDibros include Kayim Ben Avayim, it must be coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that the Pnei Yeshua suggests, as we said early in our shir, everybody recognizes that Kibbutz of Aim is something that has to be done. So once they heard Kibbutz of Aim, which is something that they could relate to, then they could understand they can understand that this is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yaakov explains, the Seiros HaDibros begin where Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Asher Tzoyisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. The Umas HaOilim cannot relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with them. But when they heard that Kibur Avaim, which is something that they could relate to, that's why they showed respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw another beautiful pshat from the Majid to Rebbe from the Sefer Imrei Esh. He says that when we fulfill a mitzvah that is only a mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do that mitzvah, so then when we're fulfilling that mitzvah is not is understandable that we should get schar for. What happened so special at the time of Kabbalah Satori explains is that even Kibbut Avaim, which we keep on repeating in our shiurim, is something that makes all the sense of the world. And therefore, it doesn't, maybe we shouldn't deserve getting schar, getting benefit for doing such a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that even something like that is considered a mitzvah. That is something that is so special and unique that that's why the that's what brought them to that recognition. Rav Avam Mehocha, Rav says, we learn it from here. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Roish Tavarcha Emes. So we learn that Pasuk simply, Roish Tavarcha Emes seems to say that only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the beginning is true. Is that correct? V'loi Soif Tavarchem? Is only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the beginning true, not at the end? Ela Misoif Tavarchem Nikr, from what you said at the end, we could tell, Shiroish Tavarcha Emes. As we just explained, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about Kibur Avaim, it was a recognition of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Says the Rabbi Minei Merav Ula. They asked for Ula at Hechen Kibur Avaim. How far does the mitzvah Kibur Ev go? Kibur Avaim go. Omelem Tzu Ravu. Ma Oso Ev Kechavim Echab Ashkelon. What did one Akum and Ashkelon do? And his name was Dama ben Asina Shema. His name was Dama ben Asina. Pamachas Pekshach Chom Prakmatri B'shishim Ribu Schar. They wanted to buy from him a stone for the Beis HaMikdash, with which he could have earned 600,000 zuzim. And the key to the safe was under the father's head, and he didn't wake up his father. Amar, Ridam Shmuel, Shalos Rebbe Lezer, at Hechen Kibur Avaim, they asked Rebbe Lezer, how far does Kibur Avaim go? Amlu Tzuru Ma'asa Ayva Kachavim Echad Lavi Ba'ashkeloin, what one Akum did for his father in Ashkeloin, the Dama Ben Sina Shemai, Bikshu Menach Chacham Avanim La'Efid, they wanted to buy stones for the Efid, B'shishim Ruba Schar. Rav Kana Masna, it wasn't 600, it was 800. V'ayim Avtech Munach Tachas Rishayis Rishalaviv, the key was under his father's head, V'le Tzirai, and he didn't want to bother him and waking him up. The Shana Acheres, not like Kadosh Baruch Hu Scharai, the next year Kadosh Baruch Hu himself gave him the Schar. No Deloi Paraduma Bedri, a Paraduma who was born in his herd. Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael Atzmai, the Chachmi Yisrael came to buy the Paraduma. Amalahem, and Duma Ben Asina said to them, Yadi Ani Bechem Shem Ani Mivakish Bechem Komam Shemayilim, whatever price I could ask for, I would get from you. Atem Noisimli. Ella Ein Ani Mivakish Bechem, the only thing I ask of you is Oisamam Shivsadi Bishvil Kvar Abba, what I lost for doing this mitzvah. That's all that I asked for. So many pshatim have said in this Gemara. One pshat that the Ben Yoyada suggests is that a paraduma being born is highly unusual. So the point was that he had the paraduma, it was obvious because he did a mitzvah. Another pshat is that a paraduma is very expensive. Like that he'll get paid back for his mitzvah. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada suggests, they wanted to buy stones for the Beis HaMikdash, so he got a paraduma, which is considered something which is needed for Beis HaMikdash. But then the pshat that many mefarshim explain is that, as we've been explaining in our shiur over and over again, is that The para, the kibbutz of the aim, is a mitzvah sichlius. It's a mitzvah that everybody could understand. Para aduma, we know, is the perfect example of a chayk, a mitzvah that we don't understand. What we're seeing from here is that the Akum, Dama ben Asina, was willing to give up to do a mitzvah sichlius, to do something that we understand. But the greatness of Klal Yisrael is that not only are we ready to spend money on a mitzvah that we understand, but we even are willing to spend so much money on a mitzvah that we don't understand. Why was the Evan an aphid? So the Mesh Chachma says that the stone that he had was this Yishva stone. And the Yishva stone was the stone that was in the aphid, is the stone that represents Sheva Binyamin. So says the Mesh Chachma, is that the only one of the Shvatim who showed perfect Kibbutz of Aim, who wasn't involved in the selling of Yosef, was Binyamin. And therefore, that stone was the stone that stone, which is the story that we learn about Kibbutz of Aim, was a stone that teaches us the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. So the question, of course, is, the Sefer Chassidim, in the Behetiv quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Sif Katan Tazayin, says that one may wake up his father in a case where the father would be upset if he wasn't woken up. So why was the father not upset that the son didn't wake him up? His son could have made such a fortune, and the father certainly wanted his son to make a fortune. Many Mefarshim say that even though the son could have made a fortune, but it would have only been profit. It wasn't represented something of a loss. And therefore, even in such circumstances, he had no right to wake up the father. This is not such a clear halacha, because we know for Chol HaMoed, the Chashuk HaChemed has a long discussion here. We know that on Chol HaMoed, even though we're not supposed to work with Chol HaMoed, Dover Ovid is Mutar Chol HaMoed. And when we speak about a Dover Ovid on Chol HaMoed, Minias Revach, where somebody has an opportunity to make a huge profit, and that won't be available after Chol HaMoed, the halacha is that you're allowed to do that type of business on Chol HaMoed. So we see that Minias Revach is considered a Dover Ovid. So if Minias Revach is considered a Dover Ovid, why shouldn't it be considered a Dover Ovid in our Gemara as well? And that the halacha ought to be that the son should have been allowed to wake up the father. And actually, Rav Moshe, because of these questions, wants to suggest that maybe Dabban ben Asina was not necessarily such a intelligent person. However, the Chashuk HaChemed takes the following approach. The Chashuk HaChemed takes the approach that there are different rules for Kibbutz of Aim versus Chol HaMoed. For Chol HaMoed, says the Chashuk HaChemed, Menias Revach, the loss of a decent amount of profit, is already considered a Dover Ovid that one is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. But when it comes to Kibbutz of Aim, says the Chashuk HaChemed, the rules are very different. And there, if it's only a situation of not a loss, it's only a situation of Menias Revach, one is not allowed to do that for Kibbutz of Aim, if it represents not having proper Kibbutz of Aim. V'amar Reb Chanina, Ma mi she'ena metzuva v'oisa, Akum are not obligated in mitzvahs. Kach got this incredible schar. Metzuva v'oisa, somebody who's obligated to do mitzvahs, alach kam v'kama. Damar Chanina Godel Mitzvah Vaisa, somebody who's obligated to do a mitzvah is more important than Misha in a mitzvah Vaisa. And there are many reasons why that is the case. Tosfos explains that somebody who is not Mitzvah Vaisa, so there's nobody standing in his way. As the Ritvah says, there's no Yetzirah preventing him. Somebody who is mitzvahs, the Yetzirah, he has to be sure that he's going to be able to do the mitzvah. Another pshat is that HaKadosh, a mitzvah, by definition, is something that we're obligated to do. If you're not mitzvah v'oisa, it's not something that you're obligated to do, so it can't fall into the category of a mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw is that when somebody is mitzvah v'oisa, he knows he has to do what the mitzvah requires him to do. Since he knows he has to do what the mitzvah requires him to do, he does the mitzvah b'shleimus. He does the mitzvah properly because he knows that that's what he's obligated to do. But when somebody is not mitzvah v'oisa, he says, well, whatever I'm doing is really voluntary. And since whatever I'm doing is really just voluntary, he doesn't do the mitzvah with the same shleimus. He doesn't do the mitzvah the same way as otherwise. The Gra was 5 years old, and he was asked that the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu kiyem kol Torah kula. Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. So he was asked, if that was the case, why didn't Avraham Avinu do a bris milah right away? So he explained that based on our Gemara. So our Gemara says that a mitzvah v'oisa is greater than somebody who's not mitzvah v'oisa. So all the other mitzvahs, you could do many times the same mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu did not have a problem doing a mitzvah, even though doing the mitzvah when he was a mitzvah v'oisa, and then I'll do it again when he was mitzvah v'oisa. However, the mitzvah milah obviously could only be done once. Since it could only be done once, Avraham Avinu waited till be a mitzvah v'oisa. Amar Rabbi Yosef Mereish, Rabbi Yosef said that Havamina, man damali halok Rabbi Yehuda damas suma potam in a mitzvah. Whoever tells me that a blind person is potter from mitzvahs, avidna yomitav l'rabbanon, I would make a big yontif because dolam afigna. Rabbi Yosef was blind, and he said that even though I'm blind and a sumer is potter in a mitzvah, sumer is not obligated to do the mitzvahs, I'm still doing mitzvahs. However, hashtad the shemitah lahad, now that I heard what Rav Chanina taught us, the goal mitzvah is yosef mishan mitzvah is so. Adrabba, mir the amali ain't alok Rabbi Yehuda. Whoever tells me that alok is not like Rabbi Yehuda, avinda yom tov l'rabban, I'll make this yontif because I'm not a mitzvah v'oisa. And based on this Gemara, this is why the halacha is, this is why we make a suda by a bar mitzvah, and it's considered, according to many, a sudas mitzvah. The Aruchayim Simon Reish Chav Hei Sif Gotten Dalid says mitzvah lasa suda b'yoyim sh'niknas b'noi loyal mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to make a suda on the day that somebody's son becomes bar mitzvah. K'yoyim sh'niknas l'chuppah. At the day, like the day he gets married. The Dagel Mervava adds, however, it's only if the boy who's becoming bar mitzvah also says a Dvar Torah. And he explains that just like when somebody gets married, what is the suda that we make at a wedding represent? The suda that we make at a wedding represents that the person now is getting married, he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, he'll have a Jewish home. The same thing is when a boy becomes bar mitzvah and he's obligated to do all the mitzvahs, that's why it's a yontif. It says the Makasa of Dimi, Omapamachas Haya Lovis Shrikin Shazov. One time, Bonham ben Sino was wearing this expensive gold garment. The Yosha ben Gadoi Raimi, and he was sitting amongst the most significant individual, Abbas Ima Bakarasai, and his mother came and ripped that garment. Tafchaloi Arosha and gave him a slap. The Yarkle Bonham and spit at him. The Loy Chlima, and he accepted all of that. And Tosfos quotes Rebbe Tam that from our Gemara we see that even though women are not obligated to do mitzvahs, still women can make a bracha when they do a mitzvah. Because even though somebody is not mitzvah v'oisa, they're still doing mitzvahs. And therefore, says by the time, our minig, which is the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz Ramah, is that women can make a bracha even a mitzvah seishes. So in Grama, the Rambam disagree. Somebody could feed his father the most expensive delicacy, or tardim and oilim, and will be considered as if he did an avera. Yesh matchina berchayim, and somebody can make his father work hard labor, and be considered that he did a tremendous mitzvah for which he will get oilim haba. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Omer avuo kigon avim ibri. Somebody like avim, my son, kiyam mitzvah. But he did the mitzvah kibud of aim properly. It says the Gemara, Chamisha b'nei Samchi, Havalei l'chavim b'chayi aviv. He had five great children. Ki ava osa rabavua. But when rabavua came to Ravimi's house, v'karbe bam and knocked on the door, v'rot b'pasachle, rabavua would go and open the door himself, v'am in, and tell his father, I'm coming right away. Adamatoy hasam. Until he actually got to open the door, he didn't have anybody else do it on his behalf. He did it himself. One day, his father asked him, give me some water to drink. Until Avimi brought the water, Nimnim, Rebavua fell asleep. Gochen, and he stood there, until his father walked out. Istayle Milsa, and because Avimi showed such tremendous respect to his father, he had siyata d'shmaya, v'dorish, and he was able to say a fantastic drasha on the pasuk. He was able to say a fantastic drasha on the pasuk of Mizma La'asav. In other words, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that he was able to say a drasha that he was never able to say before. Why was the drasha? The pasuk says Mizma La'asav. The Mizmah L'Asaf was said when Klai Yisrael were going to Golus. And the Gemara asked, Kina L'Asaf Mibayle, it should have been a time to cry. Why do we say Mizmah L'Asaf? And the Gemara says, because it's a Mizmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash made out of material and not Klai Yisrael. And here we're learning that a person who has respect for his parent will have also that type of siyata d'shmaya that he will be fine under all circumstances, as we say, kirachim of abonim. Just like we show rachmanis and we have kibur aveim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu have kibur aveim. Amalei Rav Yaakov Avu Labaya Kigon Anna. I, the Ada Asinim Bei Rav, when I come back from yeshiva, Ava Madli Kesa, my father prepares for me a cup. Vima Mazgli, my mother pours the cup. Hechi Eved, what should I do? How will I show Kibra Veim? Omele, Mimach Kibol, from your mother you should accept, Mavuch Lai Tikibol, but not from your father. The Kivin the Batayru, your father's Talmud Chacham, Chol Shadate, it'll be respectful. So I saw the Beresh Chai explains this Gemara that what is the Gemara teaching us? Your parents are doing this because they're showing how much how happy they are that you're learning Torah. And therefore, since they're showing how much they're happy that you're learning Torah, maybe the question was, maybe you should let them do it because maybe it is appropriate that you should show that your help your parents show that appreciation. Gemara says, a mother, yes, a father, not. Says the Gemara, Tafanav Aliyahima, Tafanav a mother, the Kalemist of a boy, Lameskalapuria, whenever she wanted to go up on a bed, Gochen Vasolakalai, he would bow down and she would climb on him. The Kalemist of a Nochus, whenever she would go off the bed, Nochus Olavei, she would climb on him. Osvakam Shtabach Ben Medrasha. So he came to Yeshiva and he said, I am fulfilling the mitzvah kibud of aim properly. Amle, so the chachamim who were in the Beis Medrash told him, adayin lo gata l'chatzi kibud. You haven't really reached the right level of kibud of aim. Why? Klum, zok anech b'fenech l'yam, did she ever throw a wallet into the ocean v'lo yechamta, and you did not. So the Ran discusses What is the halacha if a father really wants to give kibbutz to a son and the son doesn't want? What is the halacha? So some say, our Gemara says that from a father you may not take, from a mother you may take. But the Chaya Adam says that a few points. The Chaya Adam says that could be only if the father is a Talmud Chacham is there more of a reason to be concerned. But if the father is not a Talmud Chacham, maybe you would, and he wants to show cover to his son who is a Talmud Chacham, maybe it's permissible. The Pri Chodesh, however, says that even if the father is so anxious to give cover to a son, one may not. The Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that one time Reb Tarfon's mother went out to walk on Shabbos and a shoe tore, and Reb Tarfon put his hands under her feet to serve as a shoe. So, of course, the question is, the Gemara says that Reb Tarfon came to the Beis Medrash and told everybody how great he is in the midst of Kibbutz Aveim. Is that appropriate? So the Mefarshim say that the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Kuf Samachay Sif Katan Yudalid teaches us that a person is allowed to say that he did something appropriate if others will learn from him to behave that way. Reb Tarfon wasn't looking to be arrogant. He was trying to teach others how to be show kibbutz, how he shows the mitzvah of kibbutz aim should be fulfilled. And the Paiskim say, from here we learn that even though normally there's a concept of Kavara Taira, and Rav Tarfon was such a great Talmud Chacham, but when it comes to Kibbutz Aveim, then all of these rules don't apply, and even the greatest Talmud Chacham is obligated to show Kibbutz Aveim. Rav Yosef Kavashama called Kaira de Imei. Rav Yosef, when he heard his mother approach her, Omar, he would say, Eikam, let me get up to greet the Shechina, because as we've been learning earlier, the Gemara compared Kibbutz Aveim to Kavod Shechina. So since the Gemara compared Kibbutz Aveim to Kavod Shechina, the halacha is that's why you should get up for the Shechina. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asher Mishloi Chaman. Blessed is the person who didn't see his parents, because as we're learning now, Kibbutz Aveim is not necessarily an easy mitzvah to fulfill. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kibarti Ima, when his mother conceived him, Mace Aviv, his father passed away. Yoldasa, when he was born, Mace Ima's mother died. V'ken Abaya, same was with Abaya. And that's why we know that Abaya is considered a Yosem. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Abaya is a Yosem? From Abaya, many times in Shas, we have Abaya saying, Omrli Aim. Says the Gemara, Ha'imer Rabbanase Havi, it was the person that raised him. That's who he called mother. So there's an incredible story with the Rebbe, the Yehudi HaKadosh, the Yid. One time that there was a boy that came late to shir. And because he came late to the shir, he tried to come in quietly that he shouldn't be noticed. But not only was he noticed, but when he walked in, the Yehudi HaKadosh got up in his honor. After the shir, this Talmud went over to him and apologized for coming late. And not only did he apologize for coming late, he said, why did you get up from me? So he says, I got up from you because I saw the Amira Abaya walking into the shir together with you. And in fact, the Yehudi HaKadosh says to this Talmud, I wanted to know, what did you do that Abaya should come along to you with you to the shir? So he says, the Talmud told him, I really wanted to come on time to the shir, but as I was about to leave my home, my mother asked me to bring something down from the attic on her behalf. So I said to her, I'm sorry, I have to run to shir. I left the home. But he said, as I left my home, started walking to come to the shir, I realized that I thought to myself, what's the entire purpose of learning Torah? The entire purpose of learning Torah is to learn to do the right thing. So if we're supposed to learn Torah to learn how to live properly, isn't living properly involved doing whatever our parents said? And that's why I went back home, went to the attic, brought down for my mother what she needed, and then came to the shir, and that's why I was late. So now the Yehudi HaKadosh said, I understand why Abaye accompanied you. Because our Gemara says that Abaye said his whole life, I was born without parents. And because I was born without parents, I never had the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. Now, I learned from you that you were able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. So Abaye was showing you how great that mitzvah is, that he missed that mitzvah, but Baruch Hashem, you were able to do the mitzvah. Vasi havalai hu em zekener, Vasi had an elderly mother, amalei be'ina tachshitim, I want jewelry. Avala, so he made for her. Be'ina gavra, I want to get married. Na'ayin loch, I'll try to find a husband for you. Be'ina gavra, the shabak of asach, so she said, I want a husband that is as good as you. Shafk of azal ard Yisrael. So he saw that he can't satisfy her, so he moved to Yisrael. Shama the Kazal Kabasrei. And then he heard his mother was coming there as well. Also, the Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Ma'alotze is my Eretz Lachutz Laretz. Am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Amalei, also. He said, you may not. Lekras Imay Mahu. Am I allowed to go greet my mother? Amalei, so to which Rabbi Yochanan said, Eni Adea. Esrach Portop, Rav Asi, waited. V'hada Asar. And then he came back to ask the question to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei isi nisrat seista leis. I understand that you want to go. Hamakom yachzuruch l'shalom. You should come back l'shalom. Also kamei de Rabbi Lozor. Amalei chas v'shalom dima mesach rasuch. He said, what do you say? So he said, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is upset with me that I kept on asking him for permission to leave Eretz Yisrael. Amalei my amalach. What did he say to you? Amalei hamakom yachzuruch l'shalom. If he really was upset at you, says the Gemara, Mevarchlach, Lev Mevarchli wouldn't have given you a bracha. Says the Gemara, Adahachi Vahacha, as Rav Isi was going out to greet his mother, Shamal Arani de Kasa, he heard that she passed away and she was coming in Aaron. Ama Iyadi, if I would have known, my Nafki. No, it's to go greet her while she's alive, I would have done it. But to greet her, but when she's not alive anyway, I wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Some say that there was a special reason that he shouldn't go out because he was a kohen. Tana Rabbanan mechavda b'chayev, mechavda b'maisai. One has to do kibbutz ava'im when the parents are alive and when they're no longer here. B'chayev ketzad, hanishma b'dav ov l'makam. If somebody is asking something, then he knows of the place where he lives with. And he knows that if he'll mention his father's name, they will do what he's asking. Lo yoyma, he shouldn't say, shalchuni b'shvilatzmi, do it on my behalf. Maruni b'shvilatzmi, petruni b'shvilatzmi. Don't ask on his own behalf. Elakul b'shvilaba, say, I'm doing it on my father's behalf. B'meisi ketzet, what does that mean when the father is no longer alive? Hayamadav v'shmu b'fiv, he says something over from his father. Lo yoyma kacha ma abba, he shouldn't just say that this is what my father said, elakach abba mari hareni kaparis mishkavai, that he has to say hareni kaparis mishkavai, and this is the Gemara that all the Rishonim say is the basis why somebody has to say kaddish for his parents, and that's why it says the Gemara tachshneim asochaydish, that in the first 12 months it's particular. Me'acher mikav ve'elach, after 12 months you say zechronim lebrach lechay olam haba. Tana, Rabbanan Chacham. Chacham was saying a drasha, and the way a drasha was said in those days, it was said to the maturgaman who would say it to everybody else. Mishana Shem Aviv Shem Imai. He doesn't say his father's name explicitly. Turgman, but the turgman is saying it, could use the person's, the Rav who's saying the Shir's name directly. Any Mishana Lo Shem Aviv Lo Shem Rabbi. Avu the man says, "My leave the Torgman." If we're not talking about the Avu of the Torgman, asking my old to Torgman Labach Yuvahu, the Torgman also has to have Kibbutz Ava'im. Ela Amarava, Shem Aviv Shalchachem, Shem Rabbi Shalchachem. He could say over the name of the father or the Rebbe of the person who's saying the drasha. Because since everybody knows that it's not his father, it's only the father of the person whose name he's using, then we don't have a problem. Kiha, the Mabar of Ashi, Kavadarsh, Paprika, when he would say a drasha, Iama, he would say to the Meturgamin, Abba Mari, but the Mari, but the Mara would say Rav Ashi. He would be able to use Rav Ashi's name explicitly, because Rav Ashi was not his father, and since Rav Ashi wasn't his father, there was no problem for him to say directly that name.